You're listening to the Dead Air Podcast.
Who cares what you call it?
Cynical views that take up space on your hard drive. I'd just like to let you know I'm a 7-foot-tall man. I've been smoking since I was a child.
The voice of the people must be heard.
Hello, and welcome to the Dead Air Podcast. I'm Tim.
And I'm Adam, and we're the hottest thing in podcasting right now.
According to Scott Fletcher.
Mike's not here tonight.
Nor will he be probably for a while, so it's just probably going to be me and Adam.
It's like it's been like this for the whole week.
Yeah.
All right, Tim.
It's time for the traditional first smoke.
All right, here you go. There you go.
I'm sure you guys love the silent pauses. But today we have an interesting subject, something that caught my eye a few days ago. A 4-year-old child died at Disney World, of all places, while riding the space... Space mission, something.
Mission space.
Well, okay, I'm being dyslexic today.
Don't worry about it.
Now, let me tell you what mission space does. It's like a centrifuge, like when what astronauts use. It spins you around. This apparently exerts about 2 times the force of gravity on your body.
And some of the riders have been taken off to the hospital with chest pains after getting on this thing.
And let's read the warning.
The warning? Hold on. The one warning sign posted last year read, "For safety, you should be in good health and free from high blood pressure, heart, back, or neck problems, motion sickness, or other conditions that can be aggravated by this adventure."
Now, who the hell thought it was a good idea to put a 4-year-old on this ride?
The parents are real smart there. I mean, hey, son, let's go. You could be an astronaut.
No, but Daddy, it goes really fast.
Oh, son, don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Oh, wee. God damn it.
Here, hold on.
Who is it?
It is Timur Tibiskny.
Well, cancel it.
All right, hold on.
Fucking Skype.
Oh, we should probably cut that off.
Whatever. But anyways. So yeah. Not only is it Disney's fault for their workers not being smarter.
It's Are you sure you want your kid on this ride?
My kid's a man.
I mean, he doesn't look like he's really tall for this ride either.
He's a man. He can do it.
Okay. Here goes.
Wee!
Oh.
I mean, people have to use judgment. And there have been a whole lot of people that have died on or had accidents on Disney rides. Apparently, like 2 a year.
That is the average.
When I looked up Disney accident to find the news story on Google. On Google.com. Ching! And the first thing that pops up: train derails at Disney World.
That's got to be fun. Like, what is it? Too many fat people on the ride or something? Like, how does it derail?
I don't know. I didn't read the story.
Well, whatever. That's not the point. The point is people are getting hurt at Disney.
We should all boycott Disney.
Indeed.
I refuse to watch Monsters, Inc. ever again.
Wait, is The Incredibles a Disney movie?
I don't know.
Because I like that movie.
On to something else. Michael Jackson was found not guilty this week.
Yeah.
Total bullshit.
Yeah, but it was bound to happen.
I know. I expected it. But it's like, it's the whole thing where he can only be tried by that particular victim, which I think is bullshit because we all were hoping that maybe, just maybe, they would have found him guilty just for the fact that obviously six kids in the last 12 years, all those six kids are not going to lie.
At least, like, found guilty on something, like giving them alcohol or something. Or, you know, yeah, you know, I'm going to sleep in all their beds. And I'm not going to touch them in any place.
Apparently he's going to change his ways. Now everyone's like, well, you think Michael Jackson's career is going to flop now? I'm like, when was Michael Jackson's career ever big since the 80s?
Yeah, I mean, like, early 90s, that was it. Barely in the early 90s.
Fuckers.
Yeah, and it's like, I heard that he even announced that he's now not going to sleep in children's beds.
Wow. Smart one, Michael. I think you should have thought of that beforehand.
Yeah, well, dumbass.
I seriously think he needs, like, a psychological evaluation. Right? He's got a couple, gloves missing.
Yeah, well...
Get it? Because he used to wear one glove? Huh? I'm the greatest.
Yeah, I know. You're the hottest thing in podcasting.
I am.
It makes me feel a lot better, actually, saying that. I feel special now.
I am the greatest thing in podcasting.
I'm the greatest thing in podcasting.
But anyways, I think that's it for today.
Yeah, that's it. And, by the way, how does it feel not having Mike here?
Great.
It's a lot quieter.
It is. Adam does our Shoutcast show with us every week.
Yes, sir.
So he's enjoying the non-Mike-ness.
Yeah.
I don't know when he'll be back.
Yeah, he might be gone for a whole month from what he says.
So it'll probably just be me and Adam for a while, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Feel free to send us your emails with any suggestions, topics, what you think of the show. And please spread the word. That's the only way we're going to get known. We're doing pretty good on subscribers. You can subscribe to our feed at feeds.feedburner.com/thedeadairpodcast. Or you can always listen to us on Shoutcast.
At deadaircrew.com?
Well, no. Yeah, you can listen to us on Shoutcast on the weekends, and we're always on openpodcast.org.
Always.
That email address is deadaircrew@gmail.com. That's deadaircrew@gmail.com.
Can
drop us a voicemail.
Say how sexy we are. Say how great we are.
We haven't gotten any voicemails to play on the podcast lately, but our voicemail number is 1206-3-FUCKER. That's 1206-338-2537. Adam, you already said the website. You can say it again if you want.
That's www.deadaircrew.com.
You can also reach us on Skype at skype.com. Skype.com. Our name is Dead Air Radio, all one word.
Dead Air Radio.
To part-time Sock. Sorry I keep missing you, but our time differences are a little off.
Yeah.
One of our listeners to the podcast decided to add us to his Skype list so we can talk to him. Always enjoy talking and hearing from the listeners.
Yes. And the listeners that we actually talk to do love us.
Yeah. And we have very intelligent listeners. But anyways... Let's round it up. I'm Tim.
And I'm Adam.
And this is the Dead Air Podcast crew saying...
Fuck you.
Sam and Mike are signing off. They are going to whack each other off. No more talking to their fans. They are taking off each other's pants. But don't worry, they'll be back. Someday, someday. But for now they are gone. But for now they are gone.